It's Friday. Do you know where your IT guys are? We don't. It's Patch and Switch. And now, two guys who couldn't make it as sporting goods salesmen because, well, campfires aren't allowed indoors. Patch. It's Patch and Switch.
It was only a can of lighter fluid. Like, why are people getting down on me? It's only lighter fluid.
It's a 5-gallon can.
No, I got the small can, and it, you know, it burned cleanly. It just left a little bit of an odor in the store. That's all.
I was just testing that propane powered campfire. I thought those were fine indoors.
Those are legal during a campfire ban.
Yeah, they are. That's why I thought they'd work inside.
Yeah. I know. It's one of these things. So, welcome to the show. You never know. We're actually... Oh, wait. They switched us. There we go. And oh, now he's trying to do the audio once again. So, it's actually... Now I got ghosting going on. Like, the mayhem of upgrades continues. Kowski. Continues. They upgraded the software for the TriCaster, and now I'm in, like, this 3D kind of thing going on.
Oh, you are. Like this, look woo, at that. You're totally... You're, like, ghosted.
There we go. Now I'm back out again.
What was that?
It's, you know what that is?
That's it's his fade.
That's
his fade
a Friday. That's a Friday, my friend. Yeah. That's what that is. That's a Friday.
Hey, Kowski, is that better? Kowski was like, please. Wow, the mics are hot.
Yeah, I know, eh? Good thing you caught that.
Yeah, exactly. Good morning. I haven't seen you since the last time we did the show.
It's been that long. Absolutely that long.
I have no idea what's going on.
it's been quite some time.
I should warn you.
I am on 2 weeks of almost no caffeine.
I'm on a diet.
It's crazy. I've only had one beer in 2 weeks.
What is
this world coming to?
I'm pretty sure that there's a good thing that cameras are on because I'm on a diet and grouchy. You haven't had caffeine. So it's you're going to fall asleep on the show.
No, and I've got natural energy going crazy right
you,
now.
You've got natural energy. Yeah,
aren't you supposed to be talking? You got to change some stuff again? See, I thought the levels were perfectly fine before we went live, and then all of a sudden they changed again, so now we're adjusting them again.
Kowski says we're peaking.
Yeah, so, well.
I can't see the actual monitor. I can't tell you what we're doing.
We were peaking, but we're now not peaking at all.
Yeah. Okay.
So I think there's the 7-second delay for Kowski.
Yeah.
Actually, where does he live possibly. Again? Do you know that?
I don't know.
Where's Kowski? Where's Kowski from? Do we know?
I don't know.
He probably lives in one of those states that has a mandatory 5-minute delay. That's the problem. Okay.
We have a mandatory 5-minute delay.
No kidding.
Especially this week.
Nice. Well, it's been a long time since we've actually seen each other. I convinced you because you both pulled in.
Kowski's in Portland, dude.
Portland?
Yeah.
Oh, they're always behind there. Yeah. They're always behind there. You and I met up in the parking lot, and I'm like, hey, man, I got to go grab something to eat. Come on, let's go. Let's grab something
yes.
to eat. And then...
This is my meal right
yeah,
here.
Yeah, he was having water, and I was having eggs and vegetables and meat and stuff like that because I was starving. Absolutely starving.
Oh, he's in Vancouver, Washington. What? Kowski is. We know exactly where that is.
Okay. Actually, yeah, we do.
Yeah.
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 There's some good beer down there.
Bitten's joined us. I've got to give a shout out to Bitten. I'll do the normal shout outs later, but Bitten's not been here in forever, so welcome back.
Nice. It's been a busy couple of weeks. So, busy time.
Yes.
This is the start of June. The start of June for all Microsofties basically means run and panic like
year.
Heck because the end of fiscal year is done.
Yes.
You made all these commitments to finish off before the end of fiscal year. Now they got to be finished. Likewise as well, in the engineering organization, we're going through our semester, trimester. Our semester.
What trimester are you in?
We're doing our semester planning for the next round of stuff. And so that's always fun to sit in on those different meetings. That's what those kind of things going on. So it's rather busy.
It is rather busy. It is absolutely.
And hey, we still find time for this show just because of you. Yes.
You know, there was a lot of negative feedback about last week coming from the audio engineer.
Because we had to leave.
The people loved it. Yeah, the people were like, hey, we're glad you made it.
Yeah.
The audio engineer just sat here and pouted for another half an hour.
That's because he didn't get paid for the other second half of that half
exactly.
hour that he had to sit in this room. Because he's not allowed out of here unless the hour's done.
He's salaried now.
Yeah, that's true.
It doesn't matter if, yeah, all yeah, right.
That's true. I you didn't tell him that, did you?
No.
I gave him too much power if he knew his salary.
Big hello to Kevin Hoyle, the aforementioned Kowski and Bitten. Desired by Life has joined us, as has AZ Growler Guy, probably from AZ. Foul Temper has joined us. He's behind. He's really behind. At least that's what he said. And then, of course, Buckeye Guy J Flo in the house, in the place to be. Certainly hope that
he's in the cheap seats.
I certainly hope that he is.
I didn't even notice him up there. Look at that. Nice to see you, buddy. We
put him up there because the Cleveland Cavaliers are showing their amazing basketball skills.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I didn't even know who that is.
It's okay.
Are they in the Final Four?
They're in the finals.
Is it for NCAA they're March down, Madness?
They've
March
lost
Madness
all three
is
games.
Over, isn't it?
March Madness is
they,
over.
They had the ultimate of meltdowns on the last game. Where they were up by I want to say 5 or 8 with less than 2 minutes to go, and then ended up losing by 5. So
I'm doing your audio in 2 weeks. Yeah, so,
that's crazy. Right?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I lost hockey. You know, that's all I've been.
Well, the finals last night's game. You know what? I don't have a horse in this race.
Mine's gone, unfortunately.
But I'll tell you what, that as a spectator to see a Stanley Cup final game that's 6-0.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you're a fan of the Penguins, I don't think anybody else enjoyed that game last night.
And
I'm pretty
boring.
Sure their ratings just went. I mean, because it was 2-0 at the end of the first intermission, and then it was 5-0 midway through the second period.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, that's it. Yeah. I turned it off, and I'm a sports guy. I actually flipped on the Mariners game and was watching baseball.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah. So we've said hello to everybody. There's a lot of chatting,
and then
Mr. Blacksway says he's going to be right back with big news.
Ooh, breaking news!
I don't know. We may have to get
hit F5.
Yeah,
see what that is.
I don't know what it is. Did we say hello to Vizio MVP guy?
I think he was there.
I just want to make sure I did, because that would be rude if I didn't. So yeah, I'm on a diet.
So am I. You have to look good for an event that's coming
Yeah,
up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right?
Well, so here's...
Are we going to track this every single week leading up to the event?
I don't... The weight loss challenge?
The weight loss challenge.
No, because if I fall off the rails next weekend, because it's Father's Day weekend and that's also the beer festival.
I put that into my plan as an exemption.
Yeah.
So I'm at least having my 8 tokens worth of beer.
Yeah. Minimum. Well, that's fine.
They're only 2-ounce glasses anyway.
Sure. So I actually had an ear infection last week. I found out Monday. Well, it started coming on Sunday, while I was with another member of Beer Team 6 at the Sounders, Houston Dynamo match.
Oh, nice.
Which he invited me to, thinking that I was a Dynamo fan. That's actually the only team in Houston that I don't follow.
Oh, nice.
I'm more of a Sounders fan. So that was kind of fun, but, took advantage of a spare ticket that he had to watch the match. And then of course, because of the big remodel he's doing, got conned into helping, but that was fine.
Right.
and then, after that, got home and my ear really hurt. So it got worse. Called the doctor on Monday and they're like, oh, our systems are down. I'm like, what? Your systems are down. Yeah. We can't schedule you. Just go to the urgent care.
They didn't leave SMB1 on, did they?
I don't know. Maybe. Or they haven't patched, and so therefore all their systems are turned off, like the conference rooms.
Oh, yeah.
They haven't patched, so they switched them off.
Nice.
Ended up going over to the urgent care, and they're like, yeah, you've got an outer ear infection. And I'm like, what? They're like, could be from earbuds or a Q-tip or something. And they're like, the problem is that we can't give you like oral antibiotics. You just have to do ear drops and steroids, and that's what's going to get rid of the infection. But it's going to stick around for a while, and it's going to be painful. Want some pain meds?
Ow.
And I'm like, no, I can handle it. That was a big mistake.
That was
a mistake. I'll just tell you, when they say it's going to be painful and it's only going to get worse, take the meds. But anyway, going in to the examination, I stepped on the scale. Now, I know I've gained a little bit of weight because I got rid of a filthy, disgusting habit that I'd had for years and years and years.
Mm-hmm.
I was not expecting the number that popped up on that scale. That was traumatizing. I've actually started counseling for that. As well.
So you dropped SMB1?
What?
A filthy habit, right?
Yeah. I dropped SMB1.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, I'm on a diet.
Post-traumatic scale disorder.
Yes. I'm on a diet. I'm back at the gym.
Oh, nice.
Or if it's nice outside,
are you working out
I
with
just walk. No.
Why not?
He's got a personal trainer. I can't afford that.
I know. He's making way too much money.
He is. We pay him way too much so he can afford a personal trainer. But yeah, so that, so, and then I find out this morning that you're also dieting.
Yep.
Yeah, mine come by the office, your office. I walk right by your office on my daily walks. I should just come by and grab you and be let's go.
I would absolutely do that. Now that I got my knee fixed. We're all getting old. We're talking about these problems every
day. I know, right?
It's like my knee is now back to 100% according to my PT person, so I'm happy. I'm doing stairs again. I'm doing walks again.
I've got the band on.
Yeah.
Tracking my,
band on. We're both sporting the retro band.
Yeah, we're so old school.
I know. It's like, does it work with your iPhone correctly?
Yeah.
Is it pair?
Yeah.
Mine has a problem with my pairing, so I don't know what it is.
Well, it's because
your iPhone fell off at 100 kilometers an hour.
Not this one. Oh, this one's different.
Wait a minute. What?
We'll talk about that later. Doesn't need to bring that up.
Oh, I can actually probably fix that problem then, because you actually have to go into Microsoft Health and take out your...
There's no Microsoft Health. It's not called Microsoft Band.
At any rate, I'll show you how to do it. Yeah. I had to do it with mine yesterday because I've changed.
It was insisting that it was paired, but it wasn't paired because it inherited a profile from something else, or I don't know what.
We have breaking news.
It may have been related to the
breaking news from Greece. Mr. Blacksway is at the MCT summit, which just finished off in Greece. Something I wish I was there for.
Oh wow!
But congratulations to Mr. Blacksway because he has passed his MCT exam on Wednesday.
Wow.
Congrats.
So Mr. Blacksway is a Microsoft certified trainer.
We have a clap thing, don't we? Do you have a clap audio?
Do we have applause?
Audio guy. Do you have a clap audio? You
can play. Wait, I think
cheers.
There we go. Does that work?
There we
go. I can't hear.
Sound of popcorn is actually claps.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it works. There we go. That's better.
Shall we play again?
Even better. Oh, what a fun time.
Yeah, so well done. Well done. Vizio MVP guy says, iPhone pairing? I prefer wine pairing. I prefer beer pairings.
Yes.
I do have to say, I was out and about for the big anniversary last weekend. And was at we went to a couple places. So there's one place I went to has Moscow Mules on tap. And it was not your house. Because we usually make those.
Right.
They make homemade in-house ginger beer.
Yep.
Which is fan-frickin-tastic. Their ginger beer and the problem is that they put too much ice in.
Yeah.
I know that you need to have ice in them, but they just it way too much ice, so it melts down too quickly. Mm-hmm. And yeah, anyway. But they had a beer on tap there that is exclusive to them, made by Black Raven, which is a local craft brewery here. And normally a big fan of Black Raven stuff. For the first time ever, I rated a beer under 3 stars.
Uh-oh.
This was not good. I actually didn't finish this beer.
Okay, that's definitely a problem when you actually don't finish the beer. There's only been a few instances of like craft beer that I've actually had to dump.
So then we – and normally it's because we screwed it up.
Yeah,
it's ours.
It's not worth it, right.
And then – so when I went to we went to the restaurant. There's a nice little fancy schmancy farm-to-table place that's in the Bellevues. They had something on tap, and I'm like, so there was an IPA, a double IPA, and then some other like hop blowing, you know, quad IPA or something. And then they had a Pilsner, and I'm like, well, what's the Pilsner? And she's like, well, something from Edmunds or something. I'm like, okay, we'll bring it. And I sample it, and I'm like, oh, wow, this is a fantastic Pilsner. And I have another one. And then I afterwards, I go up to the bar, and I'm like, so what is this Pilsner? And they're like, well, it's Rogers. And I'm Roger from Georgetown? And they're like, yeah. And I start thinking about it. I'm like, because Georgetown Brewing has Fat Tire.
Right.
And they're just down the street from Counterbalance. I'm like, have I ever had this Pilsner ever before? And so I go into Untappd.
Yeah.
And I start looking. No, I had never checked it in. So, wow.
Wow.
So something, from the same people who
something
make.
Something nice and new from an old
friend. Yeah. Well, they've been around. The Rogers Pilsner's been out for a while. But
when I first
really
started,
good.
When I first came to Seattle for Microsoft as an employee, like 12 years ago, when I first got the chance to go to the mothership, I drank Fat Tire. It's the only beer I liked.
Oh, I love Fat Tire. Fat Tire is what got me into craft beer.
Yeah.
Yeah. A couple of folks talking in the chat room about the band 2 and breaking.
Mm-hmm.
getting a refund.
This is my replacement.
I just got mine.
This is my replacement.
So I'm curious. I'm curious about this. Do you have to be in a certain window in order to get it?
Yes.
So you have to be under the warranty, right? Because I got mine probably, I don't know,
mine
almost
was under
2 years
warranty,
ago. So.
And I sent it back for replacement because it's broken. And they said, if there's no inventory, we'll send you money.
Exactly.
There was inventory.
Ah, so you got a band.
And so I got another band.
Mine, there was no inventory, so I got the money.
Yeah. But you still have to be in, it's 1 year, right?
Yeah.
Unless you bought the extended service plan.
Unless you bought the extended service.
Which I did. Do you think I buy something without extended service plan?
I would think you would.
I'm surprised people are allowed to sell me extended service plan.
I'm actually pretty sure that there's a law that you signed a paper when you moved over here that basically states anything you purchase that is electronic or otherwise must come with an extended service plan.
Correct. Yeah, absolutely correct. I mean, my house came with an extended service plan.
It did.
Why would it not?
It's like, your house.
It needs to.
Yeah, exactly right.
Absolutely needs to.
All right, I've been talking too much. What's up with you, man?
Work-wise.
Oh, hello to Ludwig. Sorry about the beer talk.
Hey, yes, we did that one earlier.
Oh, Claudia's here too.
Nice. Work-wise, since this is the section we should probably start, which is
From the Trenches?
From the Trenches. You know?
Have you been working?
Thank you.
Work?
Yes, I have been working. I have... seven Oracle documents, I'm happy to say, that are published and available to look at. That exceeds the number of Oracle documents that we had by six.
Hey! So
we actually
you've met
have
your goal, right? Seven times the amount of documents. There
I
you
know,
go.
It's like, great. So that's going to look great in my performance review when it comes up.
Yeah?
Yeah.
100%.
We seven times the number of documents that we had.
Seven times.
So that one there has been busy and fun, as well as getting a documentation working. I already talked about that one there. What am I saying?
I don't know. What are you saying?
Getting a replacement workstation working inside of my office, which has always been fun. That's now up and working as well.
Did you get a new one?
It's a new-to-me one.
So you dumpster dived into the PC recycle,
found some parts, and got it working again. So that's always good. So I have a 2016 Nano server running. It's not running SMB1 to be able to do a file share, which is always good.
Yep.
Because the reason I need a file share that is large enough that I can do my video editing off of that's not being managed by somebody else, which is always good. So that's always happy and good for having that working. And it's been, other than that, been mostly reviews and planning.
Well, so it's that time of year,
isn't
it? It
is that time of year, which is crazy. So this is when you also have to go at least four times a year. You have to spend some time and self-reflect and figure out what you want to do when you grow up in your life. Mm-hmm. I still don't know what I want to do when I grow up. I'm doing it what I love doing right now, so I'm hoping it's going to continue.
Yeah.
So far, so good, it's going to continue.
I don't know. This growing up thing? No.
I refuse to do the grow up thing, but it's been good. Busy, but good.
It's
awkward because I can't talk about a bunch of stuff.
I know.
I can't talk about this kind of thing, right? So
you give me crap about the fact that I can't talk about a lot of the stuff that I've done. But I've also published, there's a new guide, and I'm actually trying to find the link now. It's so new, and it's so newly published that it's not in the search engine yet.
We should do a segment on documentation. I think we need a funny segment on docs.
Yeah.
Okay.
We work
at docs
so much.
Funny segment.
we could work it in. I don't know. We'll have to try that out next time.
Maybe we need to have a doc writer on the show.
We'll have to have a meeting.
Yeah. We'll discuss it. Oh, we'll plan it first
semester.
Have
a meeting while I'm gone.
We'll have to have a meeting in the boardroom. Mm. So we just published some guidance around secure email using Azure Active Directory. Also,
you can secure email?
Yeah. Multi-factor authentication, leverage identity, identity protection.
Multi-factor auth to be able to read an email?
Well, no, to open email.
To open an email, you have to multi-factor?
You're killing me.
Or is it just to launch the email client?
That's right. Oh, okay. Yes.
Multi-pass.
It's like, can you imagine getting an email that you have to open up and all of a sudden, no, please, you must multi-factor authenticate to be able to read this one.
Yeah. No, that's not how it works.
Hey, someone came up with an awesome comparison. Remember back in the day of Windows 7 when people were flipping out about UAC? Turn it off. It's horrible. Don't use it. Now it's like everybody's second prompt you have, at least at Microsoft, every second prompt I have is for multi-factor authentication. It's like I would much rather have UAC control than have to worry about all the different
multi-factor.
Why are you using, why aren't you using smart card, virtual smart card?
I've got facial recognition going on. I've got PIN control going on. I've got multi-factor auth taking place on my laptops, on my phones and stuff like that. It's crazy.
He's doing it wrong because I generally only get prompted once a day.
In the morning when you log in.
Usually, yeah.
First time.
Yeah, it's crazy. On my phone. I have sticky sessions or persistent sessions even on my phone sometimes. So, yeah. I don't know why you're having issues.
It's because he's probably using that Linux.
I don't know. That could be it.
The Linux? It's the
Linux. The Linux.
What else has been going on in the day job? It's just documentation. That's my life. It's all documentation all day long. We do have that event coming up in September, though. Is anybody going to that event in July in the DCs? No? Anyone? Anyone?
Bueller?
Anyone?
That's the partner event?
Yeah, I think it's called
Inspire.
Inspire?
Yes, Inspire.
Nope. No.
MKEO 077 says, wow, first visit to the new bunker. This place looks like a palace compared to the last one. Yeah, it kind of is, actually.
Can you flip back to Two Shot for a minute? This guy.
Yeah.
I don't like how he's staring at me.
No?
He's like he's watching my screen or something.
That's why we leave it there.
It's like talking about over the shoulder password surfing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He knows. That's why I have to multi-factor authenticate.
Yeah.
Everything.
For him. Your identity is for him. Not secured.
Yes.
Exactly. We have interestingly enough, I chatted with our good friend Stephen Rose the other day.
What's he doing now?
He does OneDrive for Business.
What?
He's doing OneDrive for Business.
Wow.
Yeah. So he sent me an email, which included a copy of a direct message on Twitter from just last week, somebody complimenting our Windows 8 MVA course, saying how fantastic it was, and they really appreciate the information that we provided, which I don't know. I mean, thank you.
Yeah.
But Windows 8?
Hey, man. Better than
somebody's
7.
Somebody's starting to deploy it, I guess, now. Okay.
I thought it would do an auto upgrade to 10 if you started to deploy it.
Yeah. Oh, Ludwig's doing the July event at Disneyland. Love the Disneylands. See, this is where Ludwig and I, we're both Disney fans. He prefers Disney World. I prefer Disneyland.
Have you ever both been at the same park at the same time?
No, but I believe that is going to happen.
When I did my spring break.
Ludwig, are you going to Orlando early? If you're going to Orlando early, we should just at least meet up in Magic Kingdom.
And I think that there needs to be like a special, not a GoFundMe account, like a donation where people can donate money to a charity to be able to go and get a tour of the park with Joey Snow and with Ludwig.
I'm going to...
It should do it.
I don't know that I should be on the tour. I think Ludwig knows a hell of a lot more than me.
Oh, no, it's,
well, Disneyland itself. Disneyland in California.
Some very cool insider tips and things to do. Make sure you do this. Make sure you do that. I think he was totally living vicariously through the fact that I was there.
Yeah.
I was like giddy.
Oh, I was living vicariously through you. Yeah, it was everything
awesome.
Else.
Absolutely awesome.
The other thing... Oh, can I sidetrack because we're talking about
theme parks?
Going to Orlando.
I feel like this show needs to be defragged or something.
It probably does.
It's these little short snippets of little stuff, right? It's craziness.
You think that we've actually have a structure for this program?
No.
Well, we do on paper. We've never kept up with it.
We never follow it. All I know is we have 5 segments and we're still on the first one.
It normally falls apart after the intro music.
Yeah, that's about
right. Off the rails.
You're right. Ludwig says he loves them both. He loves both parks. So speaking of parks, there's another one in Orlando.
There's more than one adventure park in Orlando.
Yes. Shocking, right?
Wow.
I just completed earlier this week, while I was sitting in the waiting room at the urgent care facility, the Harry Potter series.
Yes.
I know I'm late. Yeah, welcome to 10 years ago.
Nice.
But number one. I'm not going to spoil anything. Number one, the ending, very satisfying. Very satisfying series. I'm like, I can do it. Because I heard there was some, I guess at the time, some, you know, murmurs about what had happened. But I'm like, this is a great ending. It's just a great ending to the series. But number two, I think we need to go to the park in Orlando that has the Harry Potter land, and we need to go in and put the sorting hat on your head and figure out where you end up, because I'm 90% sure you're Hufflepuff.
What?
Yeah, you're totally Hufflepuff.
Why do you think I'm Hufflepuff?
I don't know. You've got to be Hufflepuff.
I'm not Gryffindor.
Well, you're not Slytherin, that's for sure.
No, I couldn't be Slytherin.
We put the sorting hat on your head, and you're a Muggle.
Yes, no, I'm saying, I'd be saying sorry all the time if I was Slytherin. Like, I'm sorry, I'm such an idiot that I'm being nasty to you. I didn't mean it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you're Hufflepuff.
Breaking news.
He wouldn't be Ravenclaw. Because isn't Ravenclaw? Yeah.
I have no idea.
All right.
Sounds like a Twitter poll.
Well, we can actually just go to the Pottermore website and have you fill out the survey. But I think it'd be more fun to take cameras and actually shoot putting the sorting hat on your head and seeing what actually happens. Right?
Oh, my goodness.
Or would it be
I think we need to do that. We need to do that while we're in Orlando. That would be amazing.
Would he be Griffin Puff?
No, you can't have combinations, the right? It's either one or the other.
No, the houses
right?
don't combine.
I don't know. I'm in a class all by myself.
But anyway, the event was, I don't know if it was a Ignite / Tech Ed event that was there when the Wizardly World was open. Was it that? So I didn't read the books and I hadn't watched the movies. So yeah. I didn't really go over there. I mean, I walked through it and I went, this looks really kind of cool. But then it was like sidetracked over because there's some other roller coasters going. Now that I know the story, I think we need to go. Even if we did Facebook Live or or some sort of, like, we can just post it in the Patch and Switch Twitter account.
Mixer?
And just record it on our phone.
Put it up on Mixer.
We need to do this.
Nice.
Twitch?
Mixer.
Mixer?
Yeah.
It's the Xbox one.
Rename of Beam.
So speaking of that, we can kind of go to beer money at this point in time, I think. Beer money transition. I've been getting pinged by my relatives about the E3 event taking place on Sunday.
Oh, yeah?
Because they're very excited about Project Scorpio.
Can't talk about Project Scorpio.
They've said it's there.
Come here!
I'm anxious to see what Scorpion. It's all about. So
get over here!
Get over here! The... Big discussions, big reveals, all sorts of cool stuff going on. You saw the team all basically head down that way on the Twitters, saying they're getting ready for their big event.
That's this weekend,
Sunday.
Isn't it?
It's this Sunday at 2 p.m. Sunday at 2 p.m. It's going to be live.
Sunday!
So, in fact, looking forward to that one there.
I was listening to Therat and Sam's little podcast. They're thinking about doing something on Mixer. And both of them said, well, since it's Sunday, we might be drinking while we're doing this.
Nice.
That's premium. It's okay, though.
Yeah.
It's a premium event.
Yeah, it's premium. Every time I get someone on Twitter, it's just me. I click the link. Oh, it's premium.
Yeah. I know.
I'm cheap.
I still haven't bought it yet.
Yeah, I'm cheap.
Still haven't bought it yet.
You can stream it on the Patch. Bitten says we should stream the whole Orlando thing on the Patch and Switch Facebook page.
Could.
We could do that if we could figure out what the password was to the Facebook page.
Oh, my goodness.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Absolutely crazy.
So E3.
E3's looking cool.
Are you going to watch the stream?
My plan is I'll be watching the stream.
Okay.
Yes, to see what's going on. My personal work that I've been doing has been mostly about
Wi-Fi
upgrading. I have been doing Wi-Fi stuff, although my internet connection still sucks.
Oh God!
It still goes up and down. It still has these bursts and ebbs and flows beyond belief, which is very aggravating. So I've eliminated all my internal infrastructure. So it has to be the other side that's having something going wrong, and I no longer have a connection inside of Comcast to be able to fix anything.
So yeah.
I'll go on from that since it's beyond my control. However, I've been doing some very cool support projects. It's kind of a combination of random spend and also beer money. Is that I installed some new security cameras in the house.
Somebody get an email?
Neat. It was.
No, I have to reboot my machine.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
There's an update that's there.
Yeah. I have to patch.
Seriously? I had the update that was forced down on me there, too.
I mean, I only use this machine every fortnight, so yeah, we'll see. Yeah.
It's been crazy. So part of a random spend and part of course, I'm trying to figure out the name of the damn device that I picked up.
Yeah, what did you buy in terms of cameras?
I got...
He doesn't know.
It's called the Presence.
The Presence.
The Presence.
The Presence.
I want to call it... I'm probably
like
pronouncing this
movie.
Wrong. It's called Nitamo.
In a world Nitamo. Where you need more security...
There we go.
One man
installs
the Presence.
So how do you say it's Netatmo?
Nitamo.
I would call it Nitamo. So Nitamo. It's called Nitamo Presence.
Oh, no, Nitamo.
It's what I picked up. It's a outdoor security camera complete with floodlight that goes in. It has local
floodlight.
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 Fear and uncertainty and doubt light.
This big red spinning light goes off. And
is it constantly on right now?
So this is the particular device that I got. I'm going to put it inside the chat room just so people can see it. Of course, I don't know where the chat room went. Where'd it go? I just lost the webpage. Why is this not showing up anywhere? But anyway, the cool thing with it is it's able to detect the devices and detect the things that are inside of your yard. Are they human? Are they cars? Are they animals? They automatically log the time that it happens. It builds you a daytime story of what happened in the last 24 hours. Gives you warnings.
They're
and
little nervous. Squirrel.
It does say squirrel. You should see some of the animals that I go past my house at nighttime.
I'm pretty sure.
So I know there's a cat that likes to pee on my Jeep, apparently. I swear, I have video.
That alone was
of
worth
a cat.
The story.
I have a cat. I have a video of a cat going up and marking their territory on the back wheel of my Jeep. You think it was a dog or something? I saw the biggest, the biggest dang possum walk past my house. It looked like a rat. It was huge, but it looked like, to me, I'm from the East Coast, and the East Coast have these things called wharf rats. You ever had a wharf rat before?
No.
No.
Wharf rats are about the size of a 60-pound dog. So it was about that size. It was crazy. Lots of bunnies, and I
well,
think...
It's Redmond.
I know. I think there was a lynx or a
bobcat
or something. Bobcat.
Yeah. Bobcat.
Basically,
with the little barb tail.
There
it's
was
a
almost no tail whatsoever.
Yeah, that's a bobcat.
That's a bobcat.
A bobcat?
Yes.
Bobcat.
It looked like a dog. Like it was big.
Yeah. Yes.
It wasn't small.
No.
And it walked
They're
past
big.
My house.
Big kitties. Big
wow.
kitty.
That's not the one that peed on my Jeep, thankfully. There's something else. Anyway, but it's hilarious.
Have you seen
because,
the bears yet?
Huh?
Have you seen
no
the bears?
No bears have come past. But it's funny because... I also just this morning found out that some neighbor of mine walks across my grass with their dog. I'm like, you can't walk
to get
around.
to get to the trail
to get to the trail. They come off Hold the on. Trail. They walk straight across my front lawn.
Hold on, but let's just iterate. What was the first thing you said after you saw this person?
Well, I got to put a fence up or something. I don't want people walking on my grass.
Rick is now American. I need to put up a fence.
The first thing, the next thing out of his mouth is, I bought a house just so I can say, hey, get off my lawn.
I know. I finally have a lawn. I can say that too.
IT Prayer says baby Sasquatch.
Yeah, sorry. No baby Sasquatches yet. But it's hilarious because the first day we had it up, all the kids and the family and all their friends were obsessed with the fact when they were out front doing something in the street, like playing lacrosse or playing basketball or whatever it happens to be, or riding their bikes, they would all stop and they'd like look up at it and they'd like wave and they'd do like a dance or something like that. And I'm like, okay, I got proof of you doing that now. But now they all completely forget that it's there. They don't even know it's there anymore.
Hilarious. Yeah.
So it's fun. I love it. I got the app and it notifies me.
Yeah.
Person found. Animal found. Like, it notifies me about everything. Oh, look. A car was just seen 4 minutes ago. A car was seen.
Okay, so I want to hear about this phone.
Well, that's the second thing. I said I've been also doing a lot of replacement and
so at the beginning of the show, J-Shock mentioned that
so
you've destroyed a phone.
So two.
Like, I haven't heard this story.
So last episode when we left, I think I said I was going up to Canada.
No. Anyway, you went to Canada?
I went to Canada.
They let you back?
I'm allowed to go back.
Did you bring Timbits?
I didn't bring any Timbits back because I'm on a diet. So I don't take the fat pills right now.
Okay, but still, did you bring coffee crisps?
I didn't bring coffee crisps because I can't eat coffee crisps.
No, not for you.
No, I know. But anyway.
I know I'm on a diet, but so, I still want them.
Do you want to hear the story?
Yeah.
It was a motorcycle trip. It was a motorcycle trip. And I have a big ruggedized, like gnarly clip that hangs on to the, for dear life, and hangs on to the phone on the handlebars. Driving up, I was bringing a box of cigars up to a friend of mine who was getting married. And I misinterpreted.
That's not illegal.
No, if you declare it, it's not. You're allowed to bring a gift.
Yes, I know.
Of 50 cigars and miscellaneous items up and leave it in Canada as a gift if you declare it, which I did, except I misread the rules and thought it said 100 cigars, not 50 cigars. And there were 75 cigars in my panniers of the motorcycle. So I tell them I have this much and this is what I have. And the guy's like, did you say 75 or did you say 50? I'm like, 75. He says, are you sure it's 75 and not 50? I'm like, yes, I'm allowed to bring in 100. He's like, no, you're allowed to bring in 50. So I'm sorry, but I have to write this up, and you have to go off and pay. And he's like, you're probably going to end up paying a lot, so don't get mad at the people on the other side. I'm like, no problem, whatever, it's a wedding gift, it's all good. So I go inside, I go to the cashier, and I'm like, here it is, here's what I have. And she's like, oh, okay, so do you have 50 cigars? I'm like, no, I have 75, and I need to pay the duty on the 25 that are over. I'm totally aware it's going to be a lot of money, just whatever it's going to be. They tried for 25 minutes to figure out how to give me the least amount of money that I have to pay with making it work, and because I'm being honest about everything.
Right.
$97 for 25 cigars is what it cost. Double the cost of the cigars, $95 to bring in these extra 25 cigars. So it's like, whatever, here you go. And then I go off. I'm a little flustered because I had to go off and do that. The phone goes back inside the clip, and then I get back on the bike and I start to drive off. I'm looking for my colleague, my friend who's riding with me. Couldn't find him, so I just keep on going. I pull over under an underpass because it was freaking hot in the shade, and then I text him. Then I remembered, oh, he's from the States. He doesn't have Canada roaming. He's turned off his phone. But then when he didn't hear from me, he turned his phone back on again, got the text, and we met up and we kept on going. It's all good. Let's just say that the clip didn't like the fact that simultaneously at one point I was doing 120
miles an hour.
No, kilometers. 120 kilometers. It's about 60. It's about 68 miles. So I did a little bit of a depression bump at 120. Just when there was some cold air or some denser air, it pushed on the edge of my phone like this, and the phone flew off underneath my arm and landed on the inside passing lane of the highway at 120 kilometers an hour. Because this had happened to me before, don't say anything. Because this had happened to me before, I knew that I could not react to the phone falling. Otherwise, I would fall. I said, don't say anything.
So, because last time
I grabbed a handful of brake, which made the bike go. That didn't happen. So the guy behind me said, hey, I didn't know if that was important or not because you didn't react. And I'm like, I know I didn't react because I didn't want to die. And so luckily it missed him. So basically the phone flew off, landed at 120 kilometers an hour on the cement and dragged and did whatever itself. So I just instantly wrote it out. Done. I can't do anything about it. So I signaled we're going to pull off.
Oh, you went back and got it.
I couldn't. It's in the middle of the passing lane on the inside of the highway at 120 kilometers an hour.
Okay.
So there's no way I can like deke in there to be able to go off and get it. So I'm like, there's the phone. Stupid me. I'll just go. Anyway. So we did the whole trip in Vancouver. I had no way to get a hold of my wife to say it was okay and everything's fine. So I finally got my friend to turn on his Wi-Fi at the bar that we were at to have a Caesar. And then I texted the Kellys to say, hey, just so you know, you can't get a hold of me.
Something I clutched my phone
because I killed my phone. I'll be home later. So get home. I get her to turn on to find my iPhone. It said it was in the middle of the lake that was next to it. Because it didn't have a chance.
Somebody
hit it? No, it didn't have a chance to actually register where it was.
Oh, okay,
so it was
gotcha.
The big broad circle.
Yeah.
And then because it impacted, it basically turned the phone off.
Right.
It just didn't live anymore. And so I'm like, okay, well, you know what? Mark that as lost. Put your phone number on there and then just be done with it. Like, I'll just use insurance to buy another one, or I'll take my son's phone, who's not using it anymore, because he has a different one. I was going to sell this one. So this is my son's. Let's just drop it. There's my son's phone. So that's good. 5 days later, my wife gets a phone call. This guy found my phone. Apparently, his dad drives a dump truck, and he's up really, really high, and he finds stuff on the side of the road all the time. And he saw this phone for 2 days and didn't pick it up. But he saw it. So he finally was driving past a time when there wasn't traffic on the highway to pull his dump truck over and then go over and get the phone.
It's still in the middle of the road, or is it on the side at that point?
It was on the side of the road.
Okay.
Up in the inside of the median, right?
Yeah, yeah.
In there, because there's like a grass area. But it was actually on the pavement still. So long story, sorry. His son plugs it in. His son takes these phones that this guy finds and like scavenges them for parts and sees if they work. He plugs the phone in. All of a sudden, I get a he calls my wife after he sees the notice. But we actually got a final, like, you know, the iPhone in its last gasp of breath will turn itself back on again to basically say, here's where I am, and then turn itself off again.
Right.
My phone was able to do that. So we knew exactly where it was. And then I think I put a Twitter picture of it missing up there that happened to be there. This guy right here, Aman, basically his dad found the phone. The phone is 100% fine. If you need to buy a phone case, the OtterBox phone case that is that phone is in right now, you can see the pictures of the corners where it hit at 120 kilometers an hour. The only thing that was busted with it was I had one of those glass screen protectors, and apparently Aman was a little bit OCD like myself. And he can't stand a crack on the phone. So he literally refused to take a reward I was going to give him. And he gave me the phone back. We had a quick conversation, stuff like that. And then he gave me a new screen protector. He says, here, I took the old one off. You can have this one.
So the only damage was the screen protector?
That's it.
That's it.
Perfectly working phone. And it survived outside in the rain. It rained one day. In the rain. And this guy plugged it in, charged it up, and then got the message done. So that was two Sundays ago.
So why are you using this phone?
Because I haven't gotten around to. I just finished setting this one up for all my multi-factor authentications and re-authentication.
It's all about five clicks, dude. Seriously,
it's just crazy. So
wow,
that was a very eventful time. Lots of fun, but I had to go back to go pick it up. So I drove up. Last Saturday to go get it.
To Canada?
So I've been to Canada twice in the last 2 weeks.
Did you bring back Timbits?
I did bring back Timbits.
Coffee Crisp?
Or Coffee Crisp. The Border Patrol agent asked me what am I bringing back when I came back to the States. And I said...
My lost phone.
Two packages of turkey pepperettes and a dried fruit. Because I need to eat something. So that's what I travel with.
I can't believe that thing survived.
It survived. Completely survived. I meant to bring it today to show it off, but I completely forgot because it's me.
I thought it was, like, when I hear a closing incident, I'm expecting full-on broken everything, like smoke coming out of it, let alone somebody picking it up. And wow.
Picking it up, giving it to his son, plugging it in, finding that it works, and then being the good Canadian that he is, calling the person and offering
probably
back.
Apologized for the fact that it fell off your motorcycle.
Well, he apologized for taking his screen protector off, and he gave me a replacement one. The best.
Wow.
Absolutely the best.
Wow.
So that was my eventful weekend, last weekend and the weekend before that.
That's a cool story, though.
That's an awesome story.
I mean, that says something about the OtterBox. I mean, I've always heard good things about the OtterBox.
Yep.
I think at that point,
this is kind of like an OtterBox.
No, it's not.
But the thing I like about this thing is it has better grip for your fingers.
Yeah, but your phone's not going to survive going off your bike at 120 kilometers an hour.
So my wife has made me remove the... the phone cradle. I can't have a phone cradle on the bike anymore.
Well, yeah, after
that.
After first breaking yourself and then breaking your phone.
You're not supposed to talk about that.
Anyway. Big hello to Fair Brett, who's joined us.
Nice.
And appears to be back. Who's
back in the States.
So what?
She's back in the States.
They let her back in again?
Well, yeah, because she's got a pack and everything. And she's going to Vegas, too.
Oh, she had to leave for 24 hours and come back on her visitor visa.
She left for a week.
She left for a week.
No, I know, but technically, I haven't had to deal with this yet, but I researched it.
Yes.
You actually have to leave for 24 hours and then come back again under a 90-day visitor.
Yep. I was there watching her leave.
There you go.
In Denver. I was actually deputized to make sure.
Make sure she got on the plane.
Also, a big hello to JK, Mr. Joe Kelly, in the house. Speaking of Denver. Boy, Denver is representing.
Denver was awesome.
I can't believe that.
Do you have a story to top that
No.
one? I got nothing. Ladies and gentlemen, Joey Snow.
I'm on a diet. I got nothing. I just can't.
Speechless.
It's not the fact that somebody returned it. That's a great Good Samaritan story.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the fact that Rick knocked it off the motorcycle at 120 kilometers an hour. That's expected. The fact that something survived.
120 kilometers an hour.
Well, he went to Canada twice and didn't bring back coffee crisps.
And he went to Canada twice and didn't bring back anything.
I actually have two coffee crisps at my desk that I can't eat.
I've got two packages in my house that I can't eat.
See, you shouldn't have two packages. You're over your quota. You should be paying duty on that.
Yeah, no kidding.
You said duty.
$96 worth of duty for that second.
I can't believe. Why would you even?
Phrasing.
Okay.
What? You had to drop them off.
You could have thrown the cigars away.
No. It's a long story.
Okay.
I can't. I told you a part of the story. I can't tell you the rest.
Okay. Fair enough.
It's for an RCMP officer.
Okay.
Oh, well, there you go.
Did he buy you dinner first?
But by the way, great thing about Denver, almost every Moscow mule is Tito's.
Oh, there's such a thing as a Moscow mule not using Tito's.
Texas has cornered the market over there.
They have.
So
it's because it's outstanding. Vodka.
That picture of the Moscow Mule has made me, I need to, my El Cheapo, copper cups need to go.
I need the real copper because cups. We actually saw bits of the copper coming off the last time we made mules.
It's an essential element that you're supposed to ingest anyway.
IT Prayer said your phone survived because it's Canada. The ground is super soft. Even the rain is weak.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Shots fired.
JK says 120 kilometers an hour. Is that like 15 miles an hour or something? Canadian inflations of speed. Hashtag face speeds.
Nice.
Fake speeds.
Oh, God.
So we've talked about beer money. We've talked about from the trenches. Have you random spent?
No, beer talk, man. Beer talk. You and I are working the Brew Fest.
We are beer talk.
If you're in the Seattle area and you like craft beer and you'd like to come and get a sampler from Counterbalance Brewing,
yes,
stop by the tent. I don't know which tent it is. Stop by the tent. On Friday evening.
From 3 till 9:30 p.m.
3 till 9, 21 and over only, please. No family.
Families are allowed on Saturday.
On Saturday and Sunday.
Yes.
But we are serving and pouring pints. Not pints.
No.
They would get
samplers.
Some of this
if
we pour little pints. Sampler glasses.
Sampler glasses full of beer from Counterbalance. Because the following day, on Saturday morning at 9:45, they will be announcing the winner of the Pro-Am Brew, and I'm secretly hoping, no, I'm openly hoping, that people really liked that pepper background taste that is in the Mexican Chocolate Stout.
Yes. And I heard...
We never named that beer.
No.
It's just it's Beer Team 6 Mexican Chocolate Stout.
Yeah. The cinnamon... in the version that we tried at the brewery when they had it on tap, it wasn't as pronounced as previously.
Made it more drinkable.
But from what I understand, that cinnamon was actually more pronounced when they bottled it.
Oh,
so there is a chance that cinnamon will shine through during the judging, which has already occurred at this point.
Right.
I believe it happened last weekend. But yeah, excited. There's a rumor. Bumping around that on Saturday, that beer may actually show up at as a special hidden tap.
Nice.
That's a rumor. I can't confirm
that
or deny.
It could be good or bad. I mean, it could be good because it's happening. It could be bad because no one's drinking it at the bar. It's like, what? Why would I want a Mexican chocolate stout?
So, from what I understand, it was very popular. And when he pulled the keg so that he could have some for... if he decides to bring it. Oh, yeah? That hasn't been decided on because the beers have already been submitted,
yeah, submitted
in the program and everything. That doesn't mean that it can't show up.
Never know.
But when he pulled that off, apparently some folks came in looking for it and couldn't get it. So nice. There you go. We've got a beer that people actually are enjoying.
Yes.
So, yeah. MKEO77 says, what does a brother have to do to get a bottle of that fantastic brew shipped to the flyover states? I'd love to try it.
There wasn't enough to be able to.
Yeah, so when we made it for the competition for the original 5-gallon batch. It was the second keg killed at the competition.
Yeah.
And then we made another batch, which was 10 gallons with counterbalance. Yeah. It was a collab brew.
There was I want to say volume-wise there was 10, but actually with serverable beer there is eight and a half or something like that.
And then you pull off
pull off 12 bottles or 6 bottles or whatever it was.
Yeah, and then it had been on tap for a good week and a half. So, yeah.
Limited edition. You got to be here to drink it.
Yeah. But it is, the recipe, I think, is locked at this point.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's no further additions and changes necessary. I think that's going to be there. So perhaps next time we make it, we do have a bottling gun. We've never used it. We bought it for the purpose of doing this kind of a thing.
It's the only gun the Canadians allowed to have in America.
Yes.
A beer gun.
Exactly. But we should think about. Yeah, we need.
Dude, the brewery is in such a state of disarray
right now. I know, like, but it's getting to be summer.
It's getting to be summer, but we need to have time when we're all together to be able to like empty it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Anyway.
It's busy.
I won't be back till the 6th.
He's not back till like September, I think, the audio guy. And then you have a show you have a show every Saturday.
Oh, that's right.
You have a show every Saturday.
I know, I do.
So yeah. You're useless. And then now it's boating season. Now it's boating season. I'm never going to see you again.
Oh, yeah. Had the boat out. Oh, I got to talk about the boat. I'll talk about random
spending.
And we're
out of time, folks. Thank you. Thanks
I'll talk about random spending because
Match and Switch show.
There is a reason random spend.
There's no random spending when it comes to a boat. When you buy a boat, you know it's going to be bringing another 1,000.
That's right.
Boat. And? Bring another 1,000.
Yes. Okay.
What'd you spend it on? New batteries?
No. I told you that story, though.
You're supposed to take the key out of the boat when you store it for the winter, sir.
Actually, just turn off the master switch, and you would think that the dealership, when they winterize your boat before they wrap it, would actually do that.
You know why?
Anyway,
it was the junior guy that did it.
It probably was.
Ah, new boat.
Johnny, the junior admin.
Yeah. You guy. You do it.
Instead of overwriting the database, he just left it on.
Yeah. He dropped the table.
Dropped the table.
For the first time since I've had the boat just over, well, it's 1 year now.
Yep.
I generally keep it, like, we take it out to Lake Sammamish, and then we've gone up into some of the smaller lakes over the east side, actually some of the bigger ones.
Yep.
I had never taken it out onto Lake Washington, and it was more of a, just trying to understand, Lake Washington's a little bit bigger. There's big yachts that are on Lake Washington, so there's different rules, and then figuring out where to launch. So took it out with a friend who goes out to Lake Washington quite often. So took us out to the launch, showed us how to work it. This is one of those. So at Lake Sammamish and some of these other lakes, we can actually just back it in. The wife's in the boat; she can drive it off. The launch here,
you get to put a quarter in to make it work or something.
Almost, yeah. The launch here, it's basically only just like a boat and a half wide, right? It's basically enough to back it in on ropes, and then you have to turn it on ropes if you want to turn it around to drive it straight. Otherwise, backing out is very interesting there. But we got it out. But I took the boat. So we went under the I-90 bridge, and which was cool. We went under the 520 bridge, and then went through the little channel that goes between Lake Union and Lake Washington. So right past the University of Washington, where the football stadium is. And it's not the ship canal, because that's further over by the locks in Ballard. The cut. Which is where the University of Washington national champion rowing team practices.
You didn't swamp them, did you?
No. No, but there was some people who were jumping off the side and swimming to the channel and faking like they were having problems to the boaters, which is not a cool thing to do.
Nope.
But took the channel over, passed through over to Lake Union, stopped by the Ivars, docked.
Oh, yeah.
Went up, had some chowder, some fish and chips.
Chowder.
Which was awesome. Loaded back on the boat. Drove over onto Lake Union, where there was a $135 million yacht. 4 stories, maybe 5 stories tall. Owned by a Mexican billionaire. This thing was insane.
Did it have its own hole, protection boats to keep people away from it?
No, we actually literally went right up next to it. The hole for the anchor is about 3/4 the size of my boat. Mm-hmm. Just for the anchor.
Wow. Yep.
That was really cool. Another cool thing I learned is that we have a lot of the seaplanes, and they come in and they land on Lake Washington.
Kenmore Air.
Or in Lake Union. And I'm like, what are the rules there? Is there lanes? No. There are no rules. There are no lanes. They have to yield to any traffic in Lake Union to land. These guys, I was sitting there watching, and one guy just literally buzzes my boat, comes over top of me. And I'm looking at the traffic, and another boat he was just putting along because it's kind of a no-wake zone in that area. Just kind of puts across, and he just clears the area. And it looks like this guy maybe has a couple of football fields is all. And he just drops that sucker right in the water and slows it down. And I'm like, that's impressive. So we sat and watched him, and sure enough, they'll pass it off. You know, they'll go if they don't have room to land. But these guys, man, I'm impressed with these pilots, these seaplane pilots to do that. But as part of the journey, I lost one of the little fenders that I have when we were docked at the restaurant because
it
broke off. At 120
kilometers an hour?
No, because it had broken off at the dock. And then and my buddy who I was boating with, he's like, yeah, you've got the little ones. You need the longer ones, particularly because if we're going to be boating together and because the kids are friends, so we'll tie the two boats together and you want the fenders there to keep the boats from rubbing off on and causing any damage and stuff. So I bought new fenders. I bought new ropes.
See, I would just be hanging like spare tires off the side of my boat.
Yeah. you're classy like that. You're not a tugboat. You don't need those. But it's freaking fantastic. It was city boating is what they call it. And I like city boating. It's just kind of cool because you just kind of – Lake Washington can get very rough, particularly when some of these monster 40-foot, 50-foot boats go rolling through there.
Yeah.
It gets really rough in the wind. Once you hit the cut and you slow down and you're just cruising along and – It takes a good 30 minutes to get through there. Because
did you buzz past Bill's house?
I did. Yep. Went and saw Bill's house. His kids were out out on the
beach.
They have a beach.
At the import sand?
Yep. They have a beach out there. I think it was the kids or the grandkids. Does he have grandkids yet?
I don't know.
I think it was just the kids. The kids were out there. We went and saw a couple of the other houses in the Medina Cove. Not in the Medina.
With the T-Rex in it?
Yep. Saw the T-Rex.
Yeah.
That was cool. So we just kind of did the whole big tour around Lake Washington. Went down when we first put the boat on. I didn't want to look like an idiot when we put the boat on.
You could tie up at Scott Guthrie's house.
I can.
Yeah, he's got like a boat area.
Does he?
He's right on the point.
I'm sure he wouldn't mind. I'll just give him a call.
Scott, do you mind?
Do you mind?
He's gonna tie up here.
Just tie up here for a bit. Pick up some folks. I'll give you a ride.
I want some docks I want you to look at while we're doing that.
We instead of it hitting me on Teams, I'll just pull up the boat. Went down to the VMAC, it's the practice facility for
the
Seattle Seahawks.
Oh, okay.
And they have a dock there. So apparently, you know, if the players want to just come cruising in on their boats, they can do that.
Nice.
No, it was a really great day. City boating is definitely different than out in the kind of state park.
Boating.
You know? Yeah.
Yep.
It was fun. Well, I'll have to get you out on
that. I've yet to receive an invite. You've had this boat for a year and change now.
Yeah.
And I understand that there's extra liability insurance forms that you have to work out and stuff. So,
Ledwick has posted a boat to opposed to the Mayan Queen 4, which is the yacht that was there. And it's pretty cool. We need two work safe words for next. Three work safe words for the program in 2 weeks.
Jeez.
Or a fortnight.
Okay, so we have to talk about that. Very soon, I think we're going to have to alter our schedule.
Oh, that's right, because I also have a review happening at the time.
Pray to
the regular day job. The regular day job is actually kicking in with meetings that are not able to be moved.
Bam.
They don't understand that there's this thing that goes on every 2 weeks. So you and I will have to sit down, come up with a new schedule potentially, and we're going to have to alter our schedule. And I'm also hoping that we can align our schedule to happen so that we can do some fun stuff at that conference that's happening in the fall too.
Yes.
So we want to get them all lined up.
The Orlando conference, yes, right, absolutely. Conference. We're going to go with we're going to go with boat pilot delay. The three words. So boat, pilot, delay. Oh, did we do boat before?
This week.
Okay, so Smurf, let's do Smurf pilot delay. Smurf pilot delay.
Why Smurf?
Somebody put the word out there. I didn't do it. Frederick. I didn't do it. Who did it?
Frederick.
Frederick.
Oh, well, there you go. I mean, it's just Frederick, right? But we, yeah, so we check social media, right? Follow us at Patch and Switch or facebook.com/patchandswitch to find the latest information on the show schedule. We'll make sure we start teasing
people about what we're going to be doing when we find out what we're supposed to be doing.
When we find out, that's the key. Hey, listen, the band started, which means that we've come to the conclusion of another exciting episode of the Patch and Switch show. Big thank you to MKE077, to Vizio MVP guy, IT Prayer, Ledwig Bitten, good to see you again, Kowski, Colleen, you've got something to do, right? Mr. Blacksways in the house, new MCT, congratulations. Claudia, AZ Growler guy, Desired by Life, Kevin Hoyle, who else is here? Jay Flo's in the house, Foul Temper's in the house. We did see our fair Brit, our very own Essex girl. That's it. We're back into Fortnite's time-ish.
Fortnite's time.
Check the socials. Follow us on Facebook.com/PatchAndSwitch and @PatchAndSwitch on Twitter.
Yeah? Do I get a goodbye?
That's it. Until next time, have a weekend, everybody.
Multipass.
That's a lot of multipass.